You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy show at Denver's Mix 100. Beautiful Friday morning. Let's jump into a trending report. We've got a lot to report on today. First of all, sports. The Nuggets beat the Raptors by 10 last night, and we had Mix 100 listeners in the stands.
All right.
Now the Nuggets have a big game tomorrow night against the Clippers out in L.A., a chance to move past the Clippers into the third seed for the playoffs. Come on, Nug puppies. The Avalanche are home for two games back-to-back against the San Jose Sharks tonight and tomorrow night at Ball Arena. And the Rockies lost again, this time to the Diamondbacks. The Broncos, they were in the news yesterday because of their trade. Today they're in the news because of who they drafted last night. In the first round of the NFL draft, Pat Surtain from Alabama. That's 2 years in a row we've taken an Alabama player in the first round.
Looks like a good kid.
Hopefully. Hopefully he'll be an all-pro.
Everyone's all wound up because we didn't get a quarterback.
You know, there's talk about Aaron Rodgers coming to the Denver Broncos.
Girl, I know it. I was glued to Twitter last night.
Were you?
I was even texting Josh. I was like, what's the deal? Is he coming or what? I don't know.
The general manager of the Green Bay Packers says he's not going anywhere. But, you know, Rodgers is very much into, this is a personal state, and I can say this because I've been a lifelong Packers fan. To me, he's a lot about drama, I think.
Oh, okay.
That's what I think. And you don't hear that from a lot of other people. It's just my opinion after watching him for years. I think he likes this attention. So,
all right.
You know, get people, you know, beg, oh, please don't go. Oh. The world just hit the 1 billion vaccine milestone. So now about 7% of people in the world have received at least one dose, and that's in just 4 months. If you think about it, Jeremy, that is remarkable.
It's super quick.
A billion people in just a little over 100 days.
A lot of people. A billion is a lot.
Man.
Let's just keep it rolling. Poor India, man. They are, the story's coming out of there. Just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
So bad.
30% of people in the United States are now fully vaccinated. That's good.
All right.
I'll throw you a couple of quick news for nerd stories. The first one is the Mars helicopter was supposed to have its fourth flight yesterday, but it had some sort of little technical issues. They're going to try again this morning. I want to say in about 3 hours, I think, right around there. So that's coming up. But then the other story that's going around today is that, you know, if we're going to go out and colonize other worlds, Jeremy, it's going to require that we reproduce in space.
Sure is.
So now NASA consultant gave an interview where she was asked about the, let's say, challenges of sex space. Space sex.
SpaceX, yeah.
SpaceX.
Different.
Space sex. And she was talking about the various issues. For one thing, there's this thing where, you know, if in space, if two bodies push against each other, they go flying off in opposite directions.
Mm-hmm.
So she said somebody might have to be tethered down.
So I posted this story on our Facebook today, and that line is in there. It says, in a weightless environment, at least one of the two people might have to be tethered down. And I had like some really solid lines after that about, oh, I'm used to that, or different? And I deleted them all because I was just so afraid of backlash.
Right. Right.
Because all the, you know, the puckered, you know.
I know. Believe me.
I had to delete all my good lines.
I mean, all we're talking about is human biology here, people, you know, and there's going to have to be biology if we, you know, venture out into space. Captain Kirk was, you know, Captain Kirk had no problems.
Hey, going back a step, I have never realized this. And do you think we've been played a little bit by Elon with SpaceX? You know, because all of his models of his cars spell out sexy. And now, as soon as you said this, it sounds like SpaceX, space sex, when you say SpaceX.
Well,
have we been played again?
He certainly enjoys that connection, but one of his original companies was just called X. And so he's always worked it into a lot of things. Yeah.
I think he did it again, and I just now realized it. I love that guy.
One other space sex issue is men might have a difficult time performing in space.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. That's. You want me to read that part of it?
No.
No, why not? What are you worried about? That's a different doctor who says when you spend a long time in weightlessness, your body changes quite drastically. It shows that the hearts of astronauts are actually smaller than it is on Earth, and they say that that affects your blood vessels and muscles, so that men might lose the ability to...
Well, they just need some younger astronauts up there.
To maintain.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's your news for nerds today. Let's get out of here. What do you got?
Do I want to segue into the nudity topic? We might as well keep it rolling. I guess. I don't know. During the pandemic, this story is saying that nudism has seen huge growth. People have been a whole lot braver going to all sorts of virtual nude events. The numbers have skyrocketed.
Such
nude
as?
Yoga classes, nude trivia nights, nude music lessons. Those are the big three. There's other information from this nudist group that holds 100 virtual nude events a month. One of which is a drumming class where participants are guaranteed to, quote, work up a sweat and beat out the stress with no clothes on.
Hmm.
Another popular class is called Naked Kitchen with Pam. She's teaching people all over the world to cook in the nude. Her specialty is flapjacks, let me tell you.
All right.
One activity I would not want to participate in, I think.
I just don't want any spatter, you know, coming off
right.
the griddle.
It's like, I don't want to do that on bacon day. You know, I don't want to do that. So anyway, if you're
what
into all that
what about the music
stuff,
lessons? Would you be down with that?
Oh, I guess
like, would
so.
You grab some drums and bang those think skins?
I guess. I don't know. You know, this. I was reading this story, and we're all like, oh, naked nudity. Ooh, ah, ooh. The guy in this is saying that you basically get used to it. It doesn't
sure.
cause the shock and awe that people think it does. It's like anything else. Okay, you might feel a little puckered for the first two or three classes, but eventually it's just like seeing somebody in a shirt. You know, you just get mm-hmm. used to it, and
it's
it becomes nothing.
Shirt.
It's a skin shirt.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Thought that was kind of funny to talk about.
Nudity is big in Colorado. I mean, we've got the nudist camps and everything, so.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
Were y'all stuck on 470 and I-25 last night? Did you see what was
yeah.
out there on the road?
I heard about that.
An armored Army personnel carrier fell off the back of a transport truck and blocked traffic. It fell right off the truck, rolled onto the roof. CDOT was out there, Lone Tree Police. The vehicle weighs something like 30,000 pounds, so it took them a while to flip it back over onto its wheels.
So who was responsible for kind of ratcheting this thing down
That's
on the trailer?
That's what I want to know. This is the Army. They should know better, right? I don't know, man. This goes back to a class that you need to take like in high school or something called Securing Your Load.
Well, we're back to space sex again.
I know. But really, like, how many times are you going down the road and you see a guy with 2x4s dumped out the back of his truck or a
yep.
couch or a mattress? We need a class on securing your load.
Hey, one of my classic stories when I was driving cars for reviews and was driving some, I don't know, it was like a $60,000 Lexus or something.
Yeah.
And some guy came hauling onto I-25 from 470.
Mm-hmm.
And he was driving a pickup, and he had big buckets of paint in the back of his pickup.
Oh, no.
And three of them came flying out, slammed into the ground,
Boom.
And blew all over the sides of like 10 or 12 cars, including the Lexus I was driving.
Oh, no.
That was a fun phone call for me to make.
Right.
Yeah,
get the power washer
over a
out.
Bunch of cars.
Didn't secure his load, Dom.
Did not secure the load, Jeremy. You are exactly right.
These guys
Preach
get overly
it.
Confident.
Why don't you do a YouTube class
I need to
on that?
Get the ratcheting straps and everything.
You might get like 10 million views.
I always see these guys drive away from Home Depot with about 90 2x4s in the back, and they just use the Home Depot twine that's there at the, you know, when you leave. I'll just wrap some twine around it. It'll be fine.
Haven't you seen all of those little tiny pickups out on the road that are carrying pallets?
Yeah.
You know those wood pallets? And they'll stack them up like 30 high. So it's this giant two-story tall thing of pallets in the back of a pickup truck. And you see that you're like, there's no way that that is safe.
It's not. It's not at all.
I took a picture one time. It had to be 15 feet tall out the back of that pickup, all these pallets, with just a couple of ropes thrown around them.
Overly confident man. I think that's all. I'll give you one final thing for Fat America. Heinz Kraft, whatever the company is. Mm-hmm. They say that the ketchup shortage is about to be over. Within the next few weeks, there's going to be more than enough ketchup on the market again for anyone to get it without any sort of issues.
So, I don't believe there ever was a shortage.
I don't either.
I think this was manufactured.
Preach it. All right, let's do clickbait. Real quick, it's Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Check out this picture that's gone viral. It's supposedly the world's tallest mallard. It's a duck.
How tall is it?
3.5 feet tall.
Oh, my God. Really?
Now, some are saying that it's like a mix between a regular mallard duck and something called... Oh, it cut off on my sheet here. Anyway, it's like a mix between a regular duck and a duck that's supposed to be tall. But anyway, it's morphed into this giant thing that looks like a dinosaur. It's ridiculous looking. It's funny. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Man, our producer Josh would look up to that duck.
Poor little Josh.
He's going to be so mad.
He's not even here yet to defend himself.
He's going to be so mad. Oh. It's just a joke.
Just joking.
We kid because we love.